Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. I want to speak, this is why the mobile phone generation doesn't succeed. So I got a, from Sanuk Sinek, I got a good analysis from him, from Sanuk Sinek also, and it's still 100% proof. This generation was born approximately 1984 and after. This generation is so tough to manage, and they are accused of being entitled and narcissistic, self-interest and unfocused and lazy. I agree to 100%, but entitled is a big one because they confound, confuse leadership so much. They think so great from themselves. No? The leadership asks this generation what they want. They reply they want to work in a place with purpose and love. We want to make an impact. We want free food and beanbags. Even if they get that, they remain unhappy. So they need parenting, technology, impatience, environment. I will explain here in every new paragraph what I mean. They grew up with failed parenting strategies. They were told all the time that they were special, that they can have anything that they want in life just because they want it. You see it in YouTube everywhere now. You want it very much, and bam, it is here. No? They got medals for something that they never have done. Well, okay. If they get a job, they find out that they are not special, that their parents can't get them the promotion. They have to work hard to get a promotion. And so their confidence is shattered and they have lower self-esteem than previous generation. They thought everything is gifted. They come, see, and win. Okay. It's all. And through the law of attraction, everything is for free. No? You just have to imagine it, and it comes for free. So through no fault of their own, they were growing up in a Facebook, Instagram world, believed life is amazing, even though I'm depressed. Everybody sounds like they got it all figured out. The reality is that they believe in this fake Facebook reality, and so they didn't have it figured out. You see the Facebook, no? They show how great they are, and how much food they have, or good food, and make pictures from it. It's so disgusting for me. It's 100% narcissism. No? Engage with our cell phone and social media releases a chemical called dopamine. It's a neurotransmitter. And you get a text, it feels good because the body produces dopamine. If you feel bad and alone, you send 10 messages to people you know and they reply positively. Again, your body produces dopamine, so you feel good. Dopamine is the same chemical that gets produced in the body when we take drugs, smoke, or gamble. In other words, it is highly addictive. We have age limitations for smoking, gambling, and alcohol, but not for cell phones and social media. There's one country who do know the limitation for cell phone and social media. I don't know, but I have heard it now on Google. And it's good now. So they make under 16 or under 18, you cannot use a smartphone. And this generation has access to an addictive numbing dopamine. Nearly every alcoholic discovered alcohol when they were a teenager. When we were young, the only approval we needed was the approval of our parents. Later, we need the approval of our peers. But today, we have our cell phones, and that substitutes the approval from our friends. In other words, they don't need friends anymore. They have their cell phones. This you see everywhere. No? He 100% nails it. They can't develop deep, meaningful relationships, and so they escape in drugs. They admit that many of their friends are superficial. Instead of speaking out about their problem with their friends, they take drugs. And what happens when they face social, financial, career stress? They're looking for temporary relief by using their cell phone. They have friends for enjoying, and they know that they can't count on their friendships. We know that people who spend a lot of time on Facebook have more depression than people who spend less time on Facebook. They don't understand that Facebook is not a reality. So then I want to meet some Facebook friends, and it never had worked out. It never had worked out. The problem is the imbalance of drinking alcohol or using social media. Too much harm always. You see it everywhere. They can't live without a cell phone. They are addicted to a cell phone. And I hate a cell phone, honestly. All the time that it's ringing when I want to make my work, my stuff. I hate it. Or when I'm driving. This is called digital addiction. I have scolded my girlfriend again and again. If you want to talk with me, then only without the cell phone. And this works now. If they check their phone in the morning, right after they get up, they are addicted. And they never can get done something. You are focused on your task that you have to do today. And a cell phone addiction destroys every relationship. For instance, today I want to make 10 videos from the stuff that I have written down. And this is number 9. I do it now. The next problem is impatience because of the instant gratification from their cell phone. They don't need to wait anymore, and so they can't wait. Every good thing needs time. A good relationship, job fulfillment, design new stuff. But they don't have the time for that. It's just so. The results are suicides, drugs, drug overdoses. Kid leave schools because of depression. So they never find deep fulfillment in the things they do because they don't have the time. They have to learn to overcome the short-term gratification and to invest the time in something meaningful, to work hard and long to get results. You see, it's just so simple. You have a task and you work intensively. You don't think on anything else. You don't check your cell phone. I said, I hate this cell phone. And if I'm getting interrupted, okay, get rid of it. Just work, work, work until the thing is ready. And if you first you think it is just a half hour, and then it can be 2 or 3 hours, but you continuously work and enjoy your work. Don't rush. Be in the flow. Concentrate on the stuff what you are doing. And mute your cell phone. You can't climb a high more in 5 minutes. You need to trek often 4 to 10 days to be at the top of the summit, and it is hard. So it's better to see videos about a summit. Why do I do that? To reset my life, to get rid of inner conflicts, to find peace. And it works. So harder, so better. You can reset your life when you go through total physical exhaustion. And I've done it again and again. It works. And then I've read it, it's working. Total exhaustion, and this means reset of your life. If you don't believe, track with me. Oh, poor guy. Né? And I said it again and again. I offered it again and again with people who have a big crisis. But they are so afraid of that. I have long legs, I have no chance. Okay. The people who thought that I was crazy, that I carried over 16 kilos when trekking at high altitude, for instance, Kailash. I once said to other people, have a chance. So I put 16 kilograms on my back and they thought I'm crazy. I've done it 20 years ago with 20 kilos. I'm not crazy. It should be exhausting. And they should have a chance against me because I have long legs. The last point is the environment. Most jobs are frustrating when the leader of that firm is not motivating and brings you down. What do? They quit. Instead of to be independent, motivate yourself, and to live after your life standards. It's just so simple. My life standard is never to quit. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.